जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
Amen.
Krishna Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila 23, 23 to 25. Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda.
Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 23 Text 23 onwards going up to 25, because until then there is no purport. So I'll just read through 23 and 24, and 25th has been written. Recite that verse together, and I'll read through these two. Bhagbhi stubanto manasa smaranta stanva namanto apya nishantna triptya bhakta shavanetra jala Samagra mayur hare reva samarpayanti. Translation: with their words they offer prayers to the Lord. With their minds they always remember the Lord. With their bodies they offer obeisances to the Lord. Despite all these activities, they are still not satisfied. This is the nature of a pure devotee. Shedding tears from their eyes, they dedicate their whole lives to the Lord's service. So, this chapter is actually describing, this chapter is entitled as The Life's Ultimate Goal, and is describing the characteristics of devotional service. Like no matter how much a devotee does for Krishna, but still they don't feel satisfied. They feel as if they haven't done anything. Prabhupada just had a very short purport for this verse, saying this verse from the Haribhakti Sudhodaya is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhagbhi stubanto manasa sparantas tanna namanto appanishanna tripta bhakta shravan netra jala samagram ayur hare reva samarpayanti. Text 24. Bhukti siddhi indriyartho tarenahi bhava. Just one line. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the material field, people are interested in material enjoyment, mystic power and sense gratification. But these things do not appeal to the devotee at all. Bhukti means sense gratification, enjoyment in the material nature through the body. Bhukti. Mukti means liberation. Siddhi means perfection of yoga. Different types of perfection, siddhi. And he says that devotees are not interested about those things. Devotees are not interested in sense gratification. Devotees are not interested in liberation. And devotees are not interested in acquiring yoga siddhis, mystic perfection. Then what do the devotees are interested about? What the devotees are interested about? Yes, devotional service. All they want is to serve the Supreme Personality of God. Sevananda. Seva means service. Closer? Okay. Hare Krishna. Can you hear me now? So, liberation, yoga siddhi, what to speak of sense gratification. Devotees are not interested. Why? Why not? Because the enjoyment that one derives through loving devotional service, compared to that enjoyment, all these kind of enjoyments become totally insignificant. Liberation. Kaivalya narakayate. What does a devotee feel about liberation? Narak means hell. For a devotee, liberation is like going to hell. So, kaivalya narakayate. Elevation to the heavenly planets appears to be kha pushpayate, appears to be like a phantasmagoria, a pie in the sky. A devotee is not interested in all these things because the amount of joy that they derive out of the loving service to Krishna, compared to that, they're totally insignificant. When you have very nice Mahaprasad, will you be interested in some rotten food? No. Because the taste of Mahaprasad is so delicious that you'll think that's totally undesirable. Now we are coming to text 25, which has been written on the board, so we will discuss it together. Yo dustajan
dara
sutan
surhi
rajyang
ridisprishashah
jaho
jugoiva
malava
uttama
shloka
lalasaha.
Jo dustajandara sutan surid rajyang ridisprishas. Jaho jubaiva malavad uttama shloka lalasaha. Jo dustajan dara sutan surid rajyam ridisprishasha. Jaho jubaiva malavad uttama shloka lalasaha. Jo dustajan dara sutan surid rajyam ridisprishas. Jaho jubaiva malavad uttama shloka lalasaha. Dustajan, difficult to give up. Darasutan, wife and children. Surhit, friends. Rajam, kingdom. Ridhisprisha, dear to the core of the heart. Jaho, gave up. Yuva, youthful. Eva, at that time. Malabhat, like stew. Uttama shloka lalasaha, being captivated by the transcendental qualities, pastimes, and association of the Supreme Personality of God. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. King Bharat was very eager to attain the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is called Uttama Shloka because poems and prayers are offered to him for his favor. In his youth, King Bharat gave up his attractive wife and children, as well as his beloved friends and opulent kingdom, just as one gives up stool after passing it. Please repeat after me. King Bharat was very eager to attain the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is called Uttama Shloka, because poems and prayers are offered to him for his favor. In his youth, King Bharat gave up his attractive wife and children, as well as his beloved friends and opulent kingdom. Just as one gives up stool after passing it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. These are the signs of Birakti, detachment, found in a person who has developed bhava, the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 5.14.43. That is 5th canto, 14th chapter, 43rd verse. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita sometimes quotes Sanskrit verses from different scriptures, and this particular verse, while describing the qualities of a devotee is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. The fifth canto, 14th chapter, is describing what? Bharat Maharaj retires from his kingdom. Bharat Maharaj, after retiring from his kingdom, went to the bank of the river Gandaki, and there he started to engage himself in the divine devotional service to the Lord. Of course, that story, that incident leads to another happening. Like, in one hand we are seeing how detached Bharat Maharaj was. Can you imagine, he was a young king, he was in his youth, it's saying, Juba Eva. When he was young, he gave up his kingdom, he gave up his beautiful wife, he gave up his children, he gave up everything. And his kingdom was not just a small kingdom, he was ruling over the entire earth planet. And he gave it up. Because the attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead was so much that he could give that up. Because after all, it's a matter of comparison or relativity. When you get the higher thing, do you hesitate to give up the lower one? If you get a very nice car, then do you want to hold on to your old dilapidated car? If you get a nice house, would you like to stay in a broken down house? When you get a better house, you give up the lesser house and move in there. When you get a better car, you give up your lesser car and accept that. So that is a natural tendency of a living entity. Therefore, when one gets the taste of Krishna consciousness, he can very easily give up their attachment to different material things. And those who do not have the taste, they can't understand why they are doing that. They think they are crazy. People in the early days used to think that the Hare Krishna devotees are crazy. And in Back to Godhead we came up with an article, who is crazy? Who is crazy? Hare Krishna devotees are not crazy. Those people out there are crazy. Because they are running after something which is totally meaningless. And whereas the Hare Krishna devotees are running after something which is of absolute value. The advantage of a devotee is that he enjoys in this life while preparing for the next life. Whereas the materialistic people, they try to enjoy in this life, but they end up suffering here, and who knows what's waiting for them in the next life. Therefore it has been said that the devotees are very smart. The devotees are very intelligent. They are the most intelligent people. While enjoying in this life, they are also preparing for their enjoyment in the next life. And what kind of enjoyment they have? Inconceivable. So why did Bharat Maharaj, why only Bharat Maharaj? So many kings in India have given up their kingdoms. Why did they do that? Whereas in the Western history, in the history of the Western world, Europe and mainly Europe and Asia Minor, Middle East, we never see any king has given up his kingdom. Not a single instance. The kings have given up, kings have killed their father, killed their brothers, and did all kinds of things to get the kingdom, but no one ever gave up his kingdom. Whereas in the history of the Vedic culture, we see so many kings have given up their kingdom. Starting from Yudhishthir Maharaj, we can go all the way back. Here is a beautiful example of Bharat Maharaj. gave up his kingdom, although he was a ruler of the entire earth planet. And how did he give up? Malavat, like stool. Who is attached to his stool? So that is how they feel about their material possession. And this is what Krishna consciousness offers us. Devotee, these are the natural tendencies that the devotee develops. He is completely unconcerned about material enjoyment. What to speak of material enjoyment? They are unconcerned also about liberation. People give up material attachments for the sake of liberation. That they do. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharaj. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai. So, and it's why they are not interested in anything? People like there are many instances when people have given up their material attachments for the sake of liberation. In order to become liberated from the material bondage, they give up. But devotees are not even interested in liberation. People practice yoga, meditation, Ashtanga yoga, undergoing so many difficulties. Why? Because they want to acquire the mystic power. But devotees are not interested in mystic power. So these are the three things that are naturally attractive: bhakti, mukti, siddhi. But a devotee, Krishna bhakta, nishkam, he doesn't have any desire. Atoev shanta. A devotee therefore is very peaceful internally. Shanta, very peaceful in his heart. Whereas bhukti, mukti, siddhi kami, shakoli, ashanta. Whereas those who are aspiring for material enjoyment, those who are aspiring for liberation, and those who are aspiring for yoga siddhi, they all are very perturbed, very disturbed, very agitated. Why? Because desire leads to agitation. Desire naturally leads to a tendency, will I get it? If I don't, what will happen? And if I get it, then what I'll do? So this is how they're always, internally they're very agitated. Whereas a devotee, what is a devotee's attitude? Marobi rakhobi jaicha tohara. Krishna, if you want to kill me, if you want to keep me, it's up to you. I'm just surrendered to you. Therefore the real peace of mind comes from being surrendered to Krishna. We can see a child, does he have any anxiety? A child, does he have any anxiety? The parents may be going through a lot of difficulties. Maybe the parents don't have money, maybe people parents have facing a lot of difficulties. But the children, are they disturbed by that? No. Because why not? Because they know the parents are there, they'll take care of me, take care of us. Similarly, not quite similarly actually, because in the material nature, parents may have difficulties. Parent may not have the means, parent may be different types of distresses that they are facing. But that's not the case with Krishna. Krishna is the richest person. Krishna is the most powerful person. Krishna is the most handsome person. Krishna is the most famous person. Krishna is the wisest person. So when you have taken shelter of such a person, do you have to worry about anything? He knows everything. So if you have difficulty, even before you figured out that you are having difficulty, Krishna has figured it out and He made arrangements for you. Don't you see that how Krishna makes arrangements for us? We need food, Krishna made the arrangements. He sent the seeds, from the seeds came the tree. In the tree there are fruits, our food. Did you have to manufacture our food in the factory? No. These are all Krishna's arrangements. This world is dark. Krishna figured out, oh, how will they live there? So Krishna said, sun. Created the sun. Okay, sun, keep on moving in the orbit, giving light to this world. Jasa gaya brahmati samvrita kala chakra. This is how Krishna takes care. Consider was the arrangements that Krishna made, the food. Like fruit is our food, and then inside the fruit there is a seed. The seed falls on the ground, a tree comes up. In the tree there are many fruits. In those fruits there are many seeds. In those seeds there are many trees. In those trees there are many fruits, and so forth. It goes on and on and on. An endless supply of food for generations until the end. So who made that arrangement? So this is how caring Krishna is. This is how Krishna is taking care of us. So when we have somebody taking care of us in this way, why should we worry about anything? That's why devotees are not at all concerned, not at all worried about anything. And he knows, well, it's not that Krishna will only keep me or protect me or take care of me. If Krishna feels that I should die, let me die. Krishna may kill also. If I become a demon, then Krishna will kill me. So okay, let Krishna kill me because I am a demon. And that's Krishna's business. So that's how detached a devotee is, and that's how dependent a devotee is upon Krishna. And that's why he's not concerned about anything else. And when he sees, why should I ask for sense gratification? Krishna is providing me so much sense gratification. There is no dearth of sense gratification. Isn't it wonderful to breathe? Just take oxygen, how wonderful it is. Isn't it wonderful to see this beautiful world? Isn't this wonderful to feel the breeze blowing and feel the touch of the breeze blowing? Isn't it wonderful to smell the beautiful fragrance with our nose? So much sense gratification is already there. So why should he separately go for other sense gratification? So much sense gratification Krishna has provided, so let's enjoy that. And that is the intelligent perception of a devotee. He simply sees how wonderfully Krishna has made all the arrangements. Therefore, he sees it's totally unnecessary to make separate arrangement himself. Materialistic people, they are trying to make separate arrangements. And the result is they are never satisfied. Because they are not satisfied with what Krishna has provided, they are always trying to make arrangements for sense gratification. And their endeavors are always stressful, and the results of their endeavors are distressful. Therefore, the intelligent thing is to just accept Krishna's arrangement. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor or pilu tuapade nanda krishna. Whatever I have, what do I have actually? I have my body, I have my mind, and I have my house and all that goes along with that. Jo kichu mor, whatever I have, or pilu tuapade nanda kishore. O son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, I am offering everything unto you at your lotus feet. And now that I am surrendered unto you, I am depending upon you. What depending means? I am just open to whatever you want to do with me. Do whatever you want to do with me. You want to kill me? Fine. Or if you want to protect me, that's also fine. I'm not going to pray, Krishna, protect me. I'm open. That is the meaning of surrender. Whatever you want to do, do it. And one thing is for sure, that Krishna always protects his devotees. Krishna always takes care of his devotees. But the thing is, a devotee never thinks that he is a devotee. Therefore, he doesn't think that Krishna will protect me. Because I couldn't become a devotee, so Krishna may not protect me. If I was a devotee, then Krishna would have protected me. That is the attitude of a devotee. And the more a devotee develops that attitude, more favorable Krishna becomes towards him. It's a wonderful relationship, wonderful loving relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. Devotee simply surrenders and Krishna takes care. We see how the parents take care of the children. Even a poor person takes care of his children such a wonderful way. If a father takes care of his son or children that way, what to speak of the Supreme Father, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Father? So we can well imagine how he is going to take care of his devotees. And a child is simply surrendered unto the parents. Because he knows, my father is there and he will take care of me. So a devotee feels Krishna is there and he will take care of me. In this way, I'll just go through a few the points that is relative to this verse. The qualities of a devotee, like how his attitude is sarvottam apunake heen korimani. Although a pure devotee's standard is above all, he is considered himself to be in the lowest stage of life. Although the devotees are the best, but he himself thinks that he is the worst. That is the natural attitude of a devotee. Humble. Now, this humble disposition is not an artificial cultivation. This is a natural development. As he develops his devotion to Krishna, he becomes the best. But he himself considers to be totally insignificant. That's the quality of a devotee. And how does he become humble? How does he develop this attitude? An example has been given. When the tree becomes full with fruits, what happens to the tree? It automatically bends down. Similarly, when a living entity develops genuine qualities, he becomes humble. Vidya dadati vinayam. Wisdom leads to humble disposition. Krishna kripa koriben dridho kori jani. Krishna kripa koriben dridho kori jani. Dridho kori meaning, Prabhupada is translating, dridho kori making firm. He firmly believes that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon me. A fully surrendered devotee always hopes that Krishna will be kind to him. This hope is very firm in him. So these are the few qualities that have been described in a devotee. When one jashasti bhaktir bhagavatta kincha sarvai gunais tatra samasati suda. When one develops devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavat akinchana, Bhagavati akinchana, then sarvai gunais tatra samasati suda. All the divine qualities become manifest in him. When one becomes a devotee, all the divine qualities automatically become manifest in him. So these qualities naturally develop. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes. Yeah, very good question. Yeah. He feels that even though I couldn't become a devotee, still Krishna will bestow his mercy upon me. He is not thinking that because I am a devotee, Krishna will bestow his mercy upon me. Rather he feels, even though I couldn't become a devotee, still Krishna will bestow his mercy upon me. Because Krishna is all merciful. You see, what has been said in the 16th chapter is little different. The demoniac nature is that he feels that I have so much money, he becomes very proud of it, and he thinks that he'll have even more, and those who come in between, he'll get rid of them, right? Those who are not in conformity with him, he will destroy them. You know, that is the tendency. But what you are actually saying is that, you know, the responsibility of the householder to maintain the family, it's a natural thing. Because a householder has to think about tomorrow. Like Govinda, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, after he took prasad, he said, Give me some haritaki. Haritaki means it's a dried fruit, you can say, which is very bitter, but so bitter that it tastes sweet after all. And it's a very good digestive. Haritaki. You know trifala? Trifala. Haritaki is one of the trifala. So he asked him to get some haritaki. So Govinda went looking for some Haritakis. And he found some and he brought, gave it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next day, after taking prasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Govinda for some Haritaki. And Govinda immediately came and gave it to him. Previous day took him some time to get the Haritaki. But today, he supplied it immediately. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What happened? Where did you get it from?" He said, "Well, what I collected yesterday, I kept some for today." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Govinda, go home and get married." Tendency to save for tomorrow is a natural tendency of the household. And you know then what happened after that? Govinda got married and he got a son and the son died. And Govinda was very heartbroken. And he said, "Why Krishna is so cruel? He took care of my only son. Now who will do my shraddha?" And he was feeling so sad, so bad, that he stopped off. You know, he said, "I'm not going to take care of this Gopinath." So then Gopinath came to him in a dream and said, "Govinda, what happened? Govinda, like you didn't offer, make any offering to me, I'm hungry." He said, "You take care of yourself. You don't take care of me. My only son died. Now who will do my shraddha when I die?" So he said, "Don't worry. I will personally do your shraddha." And after Gopinath died, he didn't have any son. On the day of his shraddha, they found that the deities are wearing white cloth. And he has kusha grass on his finger. That is, Krishna kept his word. He personally did the shraddha of Gopinath. And since then it has become a custom that Gopinath actually does the shraddha for him. So this is how Krishna takes care of his devotees. And you see, when you are a brahmachari or a vanaprastha or a sannyas, since you are alone at that time, then you can afford to not care about tomorrow. But when you have others to take care of, then yes, you have to take care of that. You have to make arrangements for tomorrow. Like, sannyasis and brahmacharis are very, very relaxed in that way. But the temple presidents are not. They have to take care of their family. Right? They have to take care of what will happen tomorrow, and they have to make arrangements. That's another kind of household. There's a real household, Krishna's family, and they have to take care of it. Yes?
Yes, I was thinking about Shiva Thakur.
Shiva Thakur?
That was his family said, "Why are you not going to work?" And then he clapped three times. So I was also thinking that maybe there are different categories of
Vaishnavas. Yeah, Shiva Thakur also. Yeah, that's another level. You see, yeah, it's not just the stereotype, only one way. There are various relationships with the Supreme Lord, and devotees react accordingly. As you say, Shiva Thakur, he, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he gave up everything. And so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, he asked, "Shiva, How do you maintain yourself? He said, I don't care. I'm not in, I don't have any interest in anything now since you left. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Srivash, Lakshmi may go out begging with a begging bowl, but you won't have any scarcity at your home. So that's another assurance that Krishna has given, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to the devotee, the household devotee. Lakshmi Devi may go out with a begging bowl, but you won't have any scarcity at home. Yeah, this is how Krishna takes care. Okay, any other question? Yes.
You mentioned the devotion are very peaceful, but you don't care about anything material. But we can very often see how devotees are very anxious culture with Krishna. So it's also anxiety. It's also disturbance sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Devotees are internally peaceful, but sometimes devotees do get into anxiety about their service to Krishna. But that anxiety is Krishna's arrangement to increase the love of his devotees. Because through anxiety, love becomes more intense. Right? Just to give an example, if there was no excitement, if there was no anxiety, there wouldn't have been any excitement. Loving relationship would become very boring. Once Krishna told Radharani, let's get married. Radharani said, no. Then the life will become very boring. That get up in the morning and we'll take everything for granted. Brush your teeth, have your breakfast. Every day we'll have the same routine. But when there is a loving relationship, then there are, you see, between husband and wife, the relation, loving relationship is taken for granted. Yes. Whereas the loving relationship between a boy and an unmarried girl, that relationship is full of excitement. Because nobody knows what's going to happen next. Well, the father will come and lock the girl up and won't let her go out. Right? And that's what happens. Radharani, Radharani is not allowed to go out. They suspect that she is having an affair with somebody. But they can't catch her. That's the problem. And so that is how this loving exchange becomes so exciting. That is why Vrindavan is so wonderful. Whereas in Dwarka, they all are his queens, they are married. But in Vrindavan, they are not married. And these, there are impediments. Jatila and Kutila are always trying to stop Radharani from meeting Krishna. So, you know, the point is, these kind of impediments, obstacles, are there to increase the excitement. It says that ahireva gotir premna. The movement of love is like the movement of a serpent, a snake. Does the snake move in a straight line? How does the snake move? Snake moves like this. So the movement of love is also like that. Not in straight line, but in curves. So, yes, that good point, devotees feel anxiety. And that anxiety is the source of anxiety. There is anxiety, what will happen? But when the ultimate result comes, then what happens? You feel excited. And one time, you see, I was cooking for Srila Prabhupada, and the first day I cooked for Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada taught me how to cook. And Prabhupada liked my cooking. So much so that he told everybody. He told Tamalkrishna Maharaj how much he liked it. When Kupendra came to take him to the bed, Prabhupada told him, go and see what he cooked. It was very nice. But the next day when I cooked, Prabhupada took one bite and he said, you don't have any standard. Like one day you cook nicely and I praise you, and the next day you are gone. So the day after that, you know, I cooked, you know, a lot of care, praying all the time, because I knew that if I blew it that time, then my job would be terminated. So then I served and Prabhupada started to eat. And I saw that Prabhupada was eating. So I got some confidence. So I asked Prabhupada, Sri Prabhupada, is it alright today? Prabhupada said, yes, today it's alright. Then I told Prabhupada, I was in such anxiety and I was so afraid. Then Prabhupada said, when you are serving your spiritual master, you should be afraid and you should be in anxiety. So devotional service is rendered with anxiety. With the anxiety that, will it really please? Am I doing it right? Otherwise, you know, that element of love is not there. It's because of the element of love that we feel that way. Am I doing it right? Will it please him? Will it really like it? But that is another kind of anxiety. That is transcendental anxiety. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all very much. I had a beautiful day with you all. Although the visit was very short, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I look forward to seeing you all again soon, either in India or maybe when I come back again. How many of you go to Mayapur this year for the Gaur Purnima? You're also raising your hand. Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Gaur Purnima. Jai.